grandpa hung on to that last thread of living, though his body was crying for rest. Like a piece of some puzzle that still hadn't found its place. My sister arrived, and ever so gently laid his first great-grandchild on his chest. He looked at that child and passed with a smile on his face. One has to go and bloom in heaven's garden so a new one can blossom below. Every soul's gotta climb that silvery ladder. It's part of a plan that's too big to know. The beat of one heart fades into another, but the rhythm's forever the same. It's sad, but I'm thinking it's so when a new life arrives. One has to go. Darkness as the moon steals her place in the sky. It's a lesson reborn with every new day that I saw my grandpa's eyes, and it echoes in every goodbye. Seems one has to go and bloom in heaven's garden so a new one can blossom below. Every soul's gotta climb that silvery ladder. It's part of a plan that's too big to know. The beat of one heart fades into another, but the rhythm's forever the same. We cling to what we can't let go, but it slips through our fingers. It's sad, but I'm thinking it's so when a new life arrives. One has to go. One has to go.
Well, welcome back to our very last segment of this edition of the Mike Care Radio Program, What's Up America? As always, proudly broadcasting from Ocoee, Florida, USA, planet Earth. My guest today is a great singer, songwriter, musician, performer from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee, Francelle. And Francelle, it's a pleasure and honor that you could join me today. So thanks to Francelle, and thanks to each and every one of our radio listeners, podcast listeners, I should say, that are listening to this show, allowing me to bring my love and passion for what I do, which is bringing you Francelle's love and passion for what she does. And if you have a show idea or guest idea, meaning if you have a specific, like I want to interview Ed Smith, or I want to interview Johnny so-and-so, such-and-such, let me know. But if you want to learn about sewing or knitting or whatever, and we've had a great person, Gina House, on the show about knitting. But anyways, if you want, to do cooking, you want to, maybe go to Aruba or Jamaica or whatever it is, you want a certain subject, let me know. Go to MikeCara.com. Give me a call on my cell phone send me an email. So I want to thank Francelle for being here today, and we really truly do appreciate it, and we're so blessed and honored. Thanks so much. Okay, Francelle, so I want to talk a little bit about, your social media and as far as your website. So do you have a website then?
I do. It's francellemusic.com.
Okay, and we mentioned about Facebook, and you have that, and you mentioned that. So this show right now that you're doing it live every Sunday, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, and now as far as that show goes, are you doing like all originals? Are you doing covers? Are you taking requests, sir?
So we're doing both. We're playing a lot of originals, but because it's a four-hour show or three-and-a-half-hour show, we do have a lot of covers in there as well. And we do take requests, too, which is really fun. It's very interactive with the people. So
I mean, as far as covers, I mean, what artists, is there a certain artist that everyone always requests? Or?
I would say in my case, I get a lot of requests for Dolly. I get a lot for Miranda, Shania. But I mean, we do get requests for literally everybody. But yeah, I'd say my most, the request that I get most often is Jolene, and any Miranda Lambert song is what I get all the time.
So, I mean, are you learning the new, I mean, does someone request a song and say, I don't know that, but hey, that would be good to know, and then learn it, or?
I mean, yeah, if we don't know the song, I try as much as possible to know all of the songs that people request. I mean, it's never, you can't obviously know all of them, but it's like, if I get one that gets requested twice, I don't like saying no three times, so I will generally just try to, on my way home, try to put it on, you know, on the radio and whatnot and play it and listen to it over and over again. So at least we can hopefully fake our way through it if we still don't know it. But as much as possible, I try to always learn new songs, you know, as much as possible.
So as far as, you know, actually doing, you know, in venue shows, you know, at a place, is it kind of similar? Do they want you to perform for 4 hours sometimes, or?
Do you mean like festival shows?
Yeah.
No. Like festivals and city shows, and those are more like, those are either 60 minutes to 90 minutes. And in some cases it can be like 2 hours, but 2 hours is usually always max. So it's usually either like an hour and a half. I'd say most often 90 minutes.
Oh, that's great. So, I mean, what were some of the festivals that, you know, you were doing and hope to do, you know, next year?
I mean, there's a ton of them that I would hope to do next year. But, I mean, I haven't really thought about it that much, I guess, right. Since, you know, everything that's been happening. But the one that I did lately was being on the road with Alan Jackson. That one was the most, I guess, the one that I will remember forever. It was absolutely incredible. Alan is amazing, and those two shows were really incredible, like biggest shows that I had done. So it was pretty amazing. So I was hoping to get some more Alan Jackson shows. So you never know.
Great. So, yeah, when you open, like we were mentioning, you know, for these, you know, country performers, I mean, it seemed like with Alan Jackson's case, you know, you have a chance to meet them, you have a chance to talk to them and hang out, huh?
Yeah, we did get a chance to meet him and take a photo with him, and he was, like very sweet, very kind and humble and a little bit shy, actually.
Oh, okay, so right now then, Francel, there's no like upcoming shows or no Christmas show. I don't know if you were doing a Christmas show though.
No, I didn't have any Christmas shows in the books particularly, no.
Oh, so yeah. So then next year will kind of be the big time that you hope to have all these shows then.
I hope so. Yeah, if the music industry can pick up again and we can put this whole thing behind us, I would be open to touring, and I would love to get on the road and play for as many people as possible.
So I'm assuming that you would like to come and maybe to here in Orlando, Florida, then to perform.
Of course. Of course.
I'll have that be great here. Okay, friend Sel. So, yeah, that all sounds good. Oh, yeah, and as far as your website goes, do you have, like, a mailing list or something that could keep people up to date on what you're doing? Or
I'd say for now it's mostly on social media, so on Facebook, on Instagram, it's all Francel Music, and on Twitter, Francel Music, and my website is always updated, so I would for sure keep some updates there, and when I do have a mailing list, I will be posting it on those socials. So.
Oh, so as far as Instagram, then you have some, like, videos or pictures in that, or?
Yes, yes. I, like, on social media, I release a brand new video every week, sometimes two. So I do post a lot. I'm pretty active, I'd say, on social media. So, yeah, if you want to keep up, I definitely say follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and YouTube. It's all under Francel Music.
Okay. So before we go here, Francel, we want to talk about this new, once again, this new EP. So right now you've got the songs and you're just in the process of putting it all together. Was that right?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, is there any goal or any, just keep checking back? Or, I mean, do you have your own goal that you want to do it by, or?
No, because this whole pandemic has kind of slowed me down a little bit because I wanted to release it before the end of the year, but because of this whole coronavirus thing, it really changed everything. Where there's some songs that I think would do well when there's when everything's open, you know. So I didn't want to kind of like just put the song out and it didn't get its fair chance. So.
Okay. And before we go, as far as the music you do have and all these songs, if people like to purchase the music and help support you, are you available then on all platforms, music platforms then, or?
I think some of it is there. I'd say for the most part, if you do want a CD, it's better to get it off of my website, francelmusic.com. And the new EP will be there as well. I do think the EP will be available on Apple Music and Spotify as well. But yeah, for now, I would say the best place to get the music is francelmusic.com.
Okay, and if anybody has any more questions or want to say how great the music is, I mean, would you like to hear from the fans, or do you have like a way that they could connect with you, or?
I would say the easiest way to connect with me is probably through Instagram messaging, because Facebook has gotten pretty heavy, and there's like so many messages coming in every day, like thousands of messages, and I'm trying to get through all of them, but it would literally take me all day every day if I responded to every single one of them. So it's been a little bit overwhelming, I'd say. I mean, it's a really good thing. I'm really happy about it, but I'm sad that I don't get to answer back to everybody right now. So I think I would almost need somebody to help me out with answering everybody, because there's just not enough time in a day to personally answer every single message.
Right. Okay, friend. So we appreciate your time. Any final thoughts or anything else you'd like to mention here?
I would say thank you to everybody out there that enjoy and support my music. I do really, really appreciate you guys. And please follow me everywhere and go to my website and check out what we have, because I do have some really great music coming soon that I can't wait to share with you.
Okay, and if you could give us your website one final time, please.
francellemusic.com. So that's FRANCELLE music.com.
Okay, thanks so much. My guest has been Francell, and you've been listening to the Mike Care Radio program, What's Up America, and please catch us again next time.